Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Prince William has been hanging around the Aston Villa grounds. The Mirror reports that Wills was seen laughing with players, including Captain Jack Grealish, as he visited the stadium to find out about work being done in the pandemic. William heard how the Premier League club has opened its ground for antenatal classes, while the kitchen provides 1,000 hot meals a week to local organisations. The future king was there to open the Aston Villa High Performance Centre, and while there he got to speak to staff about the work they've done since the start of the COVID crisis. A spokesman for Aston Villa said the Duke was given a tour of the new building before hearing more about Aston Villa's foundation's community outreach and support programs, meeting representatives from initiatives like Villa Vision, Teamwork, and Villa Kitchen. A source tells Us magazine William is already thinking about the future of the monarchy and the changes he'll make. While he respects protocol, he plans to modernize some aspects and is making it his mission to be more relatable than previous generations. He and Kate have successfully created a healthy balance of openness in the public eye, while maintaining the sense of mystery that surrounds the royal family and keeps us engaged. He takes his future role as king seriously and sees it as a great honor and privilege to be in this position. The monarchy and his family will always come first. William revealed Princess Charlotte says she is 16 when asked how old she is and says, "I am 6 now, I'll do what I want." When asked whether Charlotte had a lovely birthday, William replied, "She did, thank you very much, yes." Unfortunately for her, obviously last year there was no birthday party because of lockdown, but this year we had one, so that was it. He added, "They grow up very fast." Charlotte's mum, Kate, is said to be handling life as a royal quite well. A source told Tatler, "In the palace, you hear numerous stories of the staff saying so-and-so is a nightmare and behaves badly, but you never hear that about Kate." Another added that Kate is emulating the Queen these days. She has a stoic attitude. "It's why she is so well-suited for this family. She keeps her head down because the prize of being Queen is so great," the source said. "She models herself on the Queen and now speaks like the Queen." We now have the official cause of death of young Charlotte's great-grandfather. On the death certificate, the official cause of death for His Royal Highness, the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, formerly known as Prince Philippus of Greece and Denmark, formerly known as Philip Mountbatten, that's how his name is written, the cause of death is listed as old age. We'll be right back. William's schoolmate Eddie Redmayne was on Andy Cohen's television program and looked back at their time on the rugby team together. "I always felt a bit sorry for him because basically any school you played, all they wanted to do was tackle Prince William and they could say, 'I tackled Prince William.' So if you were standing next to Prince William, like I was, it was actually quite easy and quite fun. He took all the hits. I haven't seen him since school, but he was a lovely man." Redmayne, who was an actor, shared a story of meeting the Queen when he was awarded an OBE. "You go to Windsor Castle, you queue up alongside the most extraordinary people who have genuinely done brilliant things, and you're an actor and you feel like a bit of a schmuck. You go through a door to meet the Queen, and in that room, it's this huge assembly room of people. It's royal and palatial, and there's a string quartet playing music. I suddenly heard them playing Coldplay." And William is reportedly striking up a friendship with the soon-to-be-divorced billionaire Bill Gates. The Daily Mail's Saturday Diary editor Richard Eden says William has become increasingly friendly with the philanthropist, potentially hoping to get funding for his projects. "I hear the Duke of Cambridge held a meeting via video link with the US billionaire on Tuesday, their third such powwow in the space of 3 years. No doubt, generous philanthropist Bill could be persuaded to dip into his £99 billion fortune to support William and Kate's Royal Foundation. As long as Prince Harry and Meghan don't get to him first." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.